This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Hey, welcome to Here For It. I'm your host, Erica Muller. Each week, we'll be talking all things life, fashion and beauty, personal development, and probably some pop culture along the way as well. Here For It is your weekly space to get grounded, regroup, and be inspired to live your best life. Because really, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I'm so here for it. Hi guys, welcome back to Here For It. My name is Erica Muller. Thank you for being here. And if you are new here, I'm so happy to have you. Welcome. I am pretty thrilled to be recording this week's episode. It's the first installment of the Here and Now segments, and we are covering the Met Gala. If you are into fashion or pop culture, you might know a little bit about the Met and why it's so important and why it's such a big night. But if not, don't worry, because I'm going to give you a brief fashion 101 history into the Met, because I do think it's important to understand why it's such a big deal and why the fashion industry considers the Met the biggest night in fashion, and why there's so many celebrities invited to this, and why it's such a big deal, because it really is more than just a red carpet fashion show. There's actually a lot that goes into it, and it's pretty interesting and pretty cool, the things that they're doing. So the first half of this episode, I am going to dive into that a little bit, and then I'm also recording the first half 48 hours before the Met Gala, for a couple reasons. One, I do want to dive into like a little bit of a history, but two, the Met Gala is pretty hush-hush in terms of no one knows who's on the guest list until 24 hours before the Met Gala. The public, that is. Obviously, if you're a guest who's been invited, you've known for quite some time. But us in the public, we have no idea. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of make some predictions of what I think we could possibly see at the Met Gala this year, what we might see on the carpet, who we might or might not see, and just make some predictions. And then the second half of this episode, my producer Emily and I are going to do a quick recap on my predictions to see if I got anything correct or if we can just laugh at how off I was. And then we're also going to share each of our top five favorite looks from the evening. So I'm excited. I feel like this episode is just fun. Fashion to me, as many of you know, has like been such a big part of my life for so long. And this to me now is just like for fun. Like I just find it so fun to see what people are wearing, see what responses are, dive kind of into the history of why people have chosen things and not. And so I just feel like I'm doing publicly on this podcast what I would be doing by myself anyways. So I thought, you know, let's join in together. So let's get into why the Met Gala really even is important. What is it? The Met Gala is a fundraiser that happens May 1st of every year. And it's a fundraiser for clothing, jewelry, and accessories dating back from the 1400s up until now. And it's really documenting the history of fashion. The Met has in its possession many different installments and installations and collections of clothing and fashion and all of these things, and they've preserved it. And it's pretty incredible that they are, you know, documenting this and keeping all of these garments and history safe and preserved. And there is no public record of this, but it's estimated that through the Met Gala every year, there's been over $200 million raised to benefit all of that, which is pretty incredible. I know it's easy sometimes to look at fashion and be like, who cares? But when you look back through the history of fashion, it is so telling of the times, from what people are wearing and what they aren't wearing, how clothing was made, how long are skirts, how tight are things, how loose, how much fabric. Like, there's so much you can learn from looking at the history of what people were wearing, that you really get to learn a lot about these people's daily lives. And someday, you know, 200 years from now, people are going to look back on us and be like, wow, look what they were wearing. Look what was going on in their, you know, world and their daily lives. And that's pretty incredible too. Think about, and to know that's being preserved for the future of this world. So that's why the Met Gala is essentially important. It's because they're really documenting history through fashion. Anna Wintour, who you may know of as the editor-in-chief for Vogue, she is in charge of the guest list and benefit committee for the Met every year. And essentially what she's doing is she's making a list of what celebrities are hot at the moment, who's in the news, who's making a splash, who has hype around them, who's popular. And from there, she takes that list and she tells fashion houses which celebrities to invite. These celebrities are then invited and they are dressed by whichever designer and fashion house invites them. So if somebody is invited by Versace, you are going to see them wearing Versace on the carpet. And the guest list, like I mentioned, is top secret to the public and it's not revealed until the night before the Met. So I currently have zero clue who's invited to the Met. I only have thoughts and assumptions to share in a minute. Andrew Bolton is the chief curator for the Costume Institute, and he is the one who picks the yearly exhibit and corresponding gala theme. This is something that is researched and approved years and years ahead of time. So I would say right now, they probably know what the theme of the Met Gala is going to be up until probably 2026, 2027. There's a lot that goes into it, and they really plan far in advance. So this year's theme has been approved for a while, which is actually pretty interesting because you're going to see a lot of controversial opinions on the theme this year. And this year's theme is Karl Lagerfeld, A Line of Beauty. Okay, why is that controversial? Karl Lagerfeld has said many things that were racist, misogynistic, homophobic. There's a lot to his character that is seen as very problematic, and he died in 2019. And so there have been a lot of people who have come out and vowed to not support the Met this year because of the choice of theme, while there's other people who are saying that, you know, this is a way to focus on the impact of the art behind a person and not necessarily the person himself. As I mentioned before, you know, the Met documents the history of clothing, jewelry, and accessories through the times. And so there are a lot of people who are arguing that in a lot of ways, this exhibition actually is really doing just that. It's not necessarily highlighting Karl Lagerfeld as a person, but it's more so highlighting the times and what was happening in the world during the height of his career. So it's going to be super interesting to see who is in attendance and what the response is immediately following the carpet. A few quick things to note about Karl Lagerfeld if you don't know much about him. He is really best known for being the creative director for Chanel, but he's also made impacts at Jean Patou, Chloe, Fendi, and his own line, Karl Lagerfeld. And he spent 30 years at Chanel, and he's pretty much credited with saving that fashion house. They were really on their way out, about to go under, and he came in and completely saved Chanel, which is pretty incredible because that doesn't happen often, especially in the world of fashion. When you're on the way out, it's really hard to make such a grand comeback. And as we all know, Chanel is one of the top designers of today. And not even just designers, the top fashion houses of today. He was really the first head of a fashion house to make a celebrity of themselves. Anyone previously who was a creative director or designer or in charge of any of the, you know, couture houses, no one really knew. Like, their name was out there, they knew who was designing, but he really came out and made himself into a celebrity. And now you see that more and more with other creative directors of fashion houses today. He was also the first couture designer to partner with a mass market brand, H&M, in 2004. And he literally stunned the world. People thought it was absolutely insane that a couture designer was partnering with what could be considered a fast fashion mass market company. And today, that's a pretty typical collaboration that you see. Skims and Fendi, Adidas and Gucci, Tiffany and Nike. Like, today it's very common. We see it all the time. But he was truly the first one to bring that thought even to something to talk about. So that's pretty interesting. So, like I said, very brief history into the Met and Karl Lagerfeld. If you want to know more, just Google. There's going to be a ton of stuff on the internet right now because it's in the news. It's here and now. But as far as what you need to know, if you are watching the Met or you did see the carpet and you're wondering why people were wearing the things they were wearing, those are kind of the things to keep in mind. So let's jump into a couple of my predictions for the Met. And for me, it'll be later in a couple days, but for you, and it'll be about 5 minutes, you'll know whether I was right or wrong. Okay, so here's my predictions. There are a lot of rumors that the Kardashians will not be in attendance, which is pretty interesting when you think about it, because as Kris Jenner always says, they are in the business of marketing. And for them to not attend the Met so close to the premiere of the newest season of their show, which premieres later this month, it's a pretty bold choice. And there is also a history between Kim and Kris and Karl. She tells the story all the time where she was invited to do a shoot, and it's a really big deal where when Karl invites you personally to do a shoot for Chanel, you're gifted a Chanel bag by him. And what happened is she was invited by Karl to do this shoot. She goes, Kris shows up, and Karl ends up giving the Chanel bag to Kris. And so it's like this whole huge controversy between them. And Kim's actually said, like, now it's in the will that when Kris dies, that bag will go to North. But so there is a relationship there between them and Karl Lagerfeld. And so I would find it interesting if none of them show up to the Met. I really want to say that somebody will. So curious to know about that. There is also another rumor, and this one's kind of fun. So Karl had a cat named Chopette, and she is still alive. And there is a rumor that this cat will be making an appearance at the Met. Okay, this is more than just like a cat showing up to the red carpet. This cat has her own Instagram. And not only does she have her own Instagram, she has her own social media director. So in a lot of ways, I understand why people are saying this cat is going to make an appearance at the Met. However, I just truly cannot see Anna Wintour saying, yes, let's add a cat to the guest list. That just feels like something that I truly just cannot imagine that woman saying that. So we will see if there is a cat in attendance to the Met. And if there is, I wonder if it'll be dressed up. Oh, little Chopette, we will see. I do think Miley Cyrus will make an appearance. She's a huge fan of Karl Lagerfeld, a huge fan of Chanel. You see her in Chanel stuff all the time. So I would be really surprised if she wasn't there. I also think Pharrell will be there. He's walked runways for Karl Lagerfeld. I believe both for Chanel as well as for his own line, Karl Lagerfeld. So I would assume that he will be there. I don't know if Jared Leto is invited. Like, I don't know if anybody's invited. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jared Leto is invited if he comes and is actually dressed like Karl Lagerfeld. And I say that because in the past when he went, and I can't remember the theme that year, but when there were two of him, essentially, it just feels like a very Jared Leto thing to do. And I feel like somebody has to do it. Like, I feel like there's going to be somebody who is essentially Karl. Chanel is the main sponsor because he worked for them for 30 years, but the Met is also being supported by Fendi, Condé Nast, and Karl Lagerfeld, the brand. And this is where, when I was saying earlier, when Anna Wintour gives the guest list to designers and then those fashion houses invite the celebrities and dress them. This year it is a little bit different because it's kind of more contained into the designers that Karl worked with. I do think there will be a huge nod to Chanel. I mean, 30 years of work under one fashion house is pretty insane. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of Chanel. But I do think that we will see other looks. I think that there will be looks from Fendi. Karl Lagerfeld and Condé Nast both kind of have the power to bring back other looks. You know, maybe when he was at Jean Patou or Chloe. And I think that is kind of cool, but I do think that Chanel is going to kind of reign supreme, which I don't know if is necessarily a good thing or not. I mean, his work is so diverse in terms of the designs that he's created. So there's really the possibility of acknowledging all of that. But if they are wanting to contain it a little bit, it could potentially feel a little repetitive. However, it's the Met and it's like go big or go home. So no one really knows. I do think though, and part of this is honestly credit to Kim Kardashian last year when she decided to wear Marilyn Monroe's famous dress. I think that there is really the potential of a lot of celebrities to be wearing vintage Karl Lagerfeld. And I also think that they might be doing recreations of certain designs, and maybe very famous looks will be recreated. But I would definitely not be surprised whatsoever if we do see celebs in vintage pieces, whether it is Chanel or Chloe. I think that would definitely be a thing. There's two dresses that actually come to mind. There's one that he did when I believed he worked for Fendi. It was called the violin dress, and it's a black dress, long sleeve, and it has a almost like rhinestone violin down the front of it. I would be surprised if somebody's not wearing that or a nod to that one. And then there was also a long black dress that he did for Chanel, and it has all these beautiful gold chains down the front, and cuffs around the sleeves that are like thick, gold and jewel encrusted. Personally, if I would have been invited to the Met, I would have begged for that dress. I think it's so stunning. So my fingers are crossed that somebody is wearing that dress. Maybe Miley Cyrus, I don't know, but I am hoping. And then my last prediction, and this one's kind of a wild prediction because if this came true, I think I would be beside myself. But I almost think that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are going to make an appearance. They are huge fans of Karl Lagerfeld. I have their coffee table book that I've had for literally ever. I don't even know if it's still in print anymore. It's called Influence. And they interviewed numerous designers that they've had relationships with over the years. And I have it and it sits on my coffee table and I look at it every single day because it is like one of my prized possessions. And there is like a whole segment dedicated to Karl Lagerfeld. They are huge Chanel fans. You've seen them at front row at so many Chanel fashion shows over the years that I would honestly be shocked if they are not in attendance. But if they are in attendance, that's also huge because they don't like doing public things. So if they come to the Met Gala, I feel like all my hopes and dreams will come true. But I think it could be a possibility. I don't think it's crazy to say, but I am hoping. So, okay, there's my predictions. There's your quick little lesson on the Met Gala. I'm going to put in a little music intro. For me, it'll be 48 hours later. For you, it's about 30 seconds, and you will find out if I was right, and we will talk about some of our top favorite looks from the night.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm here with Emily. The Met Gala is officially over. We have lots of thoughts, but I figured we should start with my predictions to see what was right and what was not.
Honestly, some I feel like were pretty spot on.
Okay, the Jared Leto, he didn't dress up as Karl Lagerfeld, but the fact that he was Choupette was like...
That was even better. Honestly, the second I saw him, I texted you because I was like, this I count this as correct 100%.
Because it's actually kind of amazing because all day today, I was thinking about the predictions I made and I was less and less confident that he was going to show up as the day went on. And so the fact that he was, I was like, thank you.
I know. It was so good.
So good.
And he had on an outfit underneath, but I haven't gotten to see what it was.
I know. I haven't either. I'm not sure. Wait. No, I didn't. I was going to say for a second, I thought he was in a white tux, but I actually don't think so.
No, it was black, but
Right. I'm not sure. That's the thing is like, we're still waiting for official photos to come out Right. Totally. So, but I was very excited to see him. The Kardashians, Kim, Kylie, Kendall showed up. I was also right about the violin dress. Olivia Wilde and Margaret Zhang. They both did a nod to that. Mm-hmm. And nobody wore that black and gold dress that I was also like, somebody has to wear this dress. I'm going to find a picture to post because it's such a stunning dress that I think somebody should have worn it.
I know. I'm not sure which one you're talking about. So you'll have to post a picture.
I will. It's just so, it's really different, but it's really stunning. And then Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Sad.
I'm not surprised, but I was like, if they were going to come to a Met, I feel like this was maybe the one.
I know. Hopefully at some point they will resurface at the Met.
Yeah. And then also Pharrell and Miley Cyrus, not at the Met.
I know. Pharrell really surprised me.
Me too. I thought for sure he would. He was like the one that I was really the most confident about.
Yeah. Even just like with somebody.
Yeah. I don't know. So it was fun. I've never like made predictions about the Met before. So this was kind of a fun new mm-hmm. thing. And Jared Leto pulled through for me. So I feel like that's a win.
I know. That was really good.
But let's talk about the looks. What did you think? I just want to know your thoughts.
Well, I feel like one of my overarching thoughts was it's strange to me that the theme is a designer because it almost feels too easy to just wear one of his looks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. There's a couple people who I really loved wearing his old looks. One of them being Nicole Kidman.
Okay, yeah.
Because I also think that commercial is really just iconic.
True.
And they even had the director from the commercial was one of the people that they showcased. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I appreciated that. Whereas other people, I'm just like, oh, I don't know. It felt too easy.
I had a similar thought where it's like, I mentioned that, you know, he worked for Chanel for 30 years. So there was going to be a huge nod to Chanel, which there was. I would say majority was to Chanel. And the rest, I would say, was really to his time at Chloe. I really didn't see much towards Fendi.
Not much Fendi, no.
Or even Balmain when he was, like, back in the day when he worked at Balmain, which was surprising. So it was very like, okay, there's a lot of blacks, whites, blushes. But it is the Met, and the Met is known for being pretty extravagant, over the top.
Right.
And so I figured there would be a lot of like archival pieces shown. But I thought more people would maybe like exaggerate his looks. There were a handful, but not many.
I know. Or I felt that some that were exaggerated were very similar. It was like the black and white, the tweed, the suit. And so having so many of those kind of diluted the feeling of them being over the top.
I agree. I have a list of like a few people that I felt like were the ones who took risks or made an effort, I guess, to update the looks. I don't know if you had a list of anybody like that.
Not really. The main person I have is Nicole Kidman, but I don't think she updated.
I don't think she updated it, but she did. Hers was more dramatic. I
felt like it was a good pick because it still felt very modern.
And I think she looked really pretty in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But as far as like over the top, sort of that like Met Gala, you know, let's shock people, besides Jared Leto in a cat suit, I felt like Janelle Monáe kind of did that with her double look. It was kind of an over top exaggerated version of the tweed, of the black and white. I thought Alton Mason did kind of a good job of the nod to the Chanel bride, and it was a little unexpected for me, so I was like, okay, points to him. And then I thought Florence Pugh, hers wasn't like crazy, but I think adding the headpiece that she had really did that for me. And she was in Valentino, so I feel like they made an effort.
Yeah, I agree. The second I saw that one, I knew you were gonna. She does good to you, I feel like.
She does, and I feel like the internet drags her. And I don't know why, because I feel like she takes risks and I feel like she finds things that really work for her. And they're just not like the same old thing that you see all the time. And I really appreciate that she, you know, kind of pushes the boundary a little bit.
I agree. I think the one that kind of falls into this category that I actually did have on my list was Ava Max.
And then really the only other one that I had was Jeremy Pope. He was in Olivier Rousteing for Balmain. He was the one towards the end with the huge like carpet train of Karl Lagerfeld's face. Very over the top, but not anything really wild.
Yeah, I did like that they actually like cleared the stairs for him.
Yeah, they had to. There's no way that they could have let him go up the stairs without doing that.
And some people's trains it was chaotic.
Yes.
Even Bad Bunny, like you couldn't really get the whole effect, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was busy.
It was a busy staircase this year, it seems like, for sure. Okay, but who is like on your list of oh my God, I really liked.
So for one that was on my list who I really appreciated, I would say.
Okay.
It's not a piece that if I was going to the Met, I would not wear this. But I appreciated it was Glenn Close.
Oh, she was so cute.
You know?
Yeah.
I felt like she deserved a mention.
I love that you mentioned her. Yeah.
And she's always having fun. And so I felt like it was on theme.
Yeah.
It was dramatic.
Yeah.
And so that's one that's definitely on my list. Another one was Gustav Witzo in Palomo.
Okay, I don't know if I saw him.
That was probably my favorite menswear look.
Okay.
You'll have to look it up. It's a suit, but kind of like a play off of this. It was different, I felt like.
Okay.
Than just people dressing up like Carl.
Yeah.
And so I appreciated that. And then another one that when I first saw it, I wasn't sure if I would like it or if I did like it. And then I was like, you know, I really do love it. Was Grace Elizabeth and Christopher John Rogers.
Okay. Why didn't you think you were going to like it?
I knew that I did like it at first, but I just didn't know if I was like, but for the Met, for this theme, do I like it?
Yeah.
And then the more I paid attention to it, I was like, the silhouette is Carl.
Yeah.
Even like the bow. I was like, we saw a lot of obviously black and white. I was like, but there was like that iconic pink.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I liked that it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I thought it was styled interesting too. I think a lot of people weren't styled that great.
Why? Like how? Like what do you think was missing?
I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people just went more like casual with their hair or even like their shoes. Some people, even with the jewelry, I felt like was more casual.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times it was like the fashion was obviously the statement, but I think some of the other pieces were a little too casual for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it could have like elevated it more.
I did notice that about people's hair. Mm-hmm. I was surprised at how many, like very casual hair looks there were, especially for the Met.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wait, do you want to know my number one or do we want to hold off on my number one?
Maybe we should save both of our number ones and I'll tell you like my other people. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Rita Ora looked really pretty in Prabal Gurung, who's a new designer to me. I've never heard of him. But I thought she looked really pretty. The train was really long. I felt like it wasn't super typical Karl Lagerfeld, but there was definitely like notes to it that were.
Michelle Yeoh was in that designer too.
Yes.
As well as my number one.
Oh, interesting. Wait, then I don't know who your number one is. I can't think. Okay, interesting. Kerry Washington and Michael Kors.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she looked really pretty.
I know.
I don't know if that was anything like groundbreaking in terms of what she was wearing, but I thought she just looked stunning.
Did you see her without the blazer on?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. And I want to see what it looked like without the blazer.
That's true. I don't know if she ever took it off.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the blazer though. Like I thought it kind of added that masculinity of Carl into it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then these two are kind of like in the same category for me because their dresses are different but similar. And if you saw pictures side by side, I think you'd like maybe understand what I'm saying. But Amanda Seyfried and Kim Kardashian. Amanda Seyfried was in Oscar de la Renta and Kim was in Schiaparelli, where they both had that like draping. Like Amanda's was more fringe, stringy, and Kim's was pearls. But they were both like very nude, neutral. And for me, Amanda, with her hair and everything, was very reminiscent of almost like 2010 Chanel ads, like magazine ads. And I thought that even though it was a pretty simple look, I just thought it was so pretty.
Yeah, I agree. I think Yeah, the hair and even just like her skin tone, like with that like more like golden color, like she was glowing.
Totally. It just like flowed together so nicely. And I was like, you hand her a bottle of like Chanel perfume and she's like a,
yeah,
you know, she's straight out of a magazine.
Yeah. And there aren't many people who I feel like for the Met going with a shorter dress works.
I agree.
But I feel like she was a good example of that.
I agree. And I think it was maybe, I don't know that I would have expected anybody to necessarily wear something like that. Because I think most people, like we said, leaned really into tweed and the black and white and the, right, you know, bow tie suit kind of look. But yeah, so those I think were like my mostly top looks. I did also think that Kylie looked pretty in her, it was Hader Ackerman for Jean-Paul Gaultier. I didn't know about like the, I don't even know what to call it, robe that she had on over. But the red dress, once she took that off, I thought the neckline was really pretty. And I think red is a really great color for her.
Yeah, I think she looked stunning.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, it wasn't on theme for me.
I agree. But I feel like Kylie's never been on theme for the Met.
I know. I also feel like last year, she got a lot of hate for like really leaning into something. And so I think this year she was like, I just want to feel pretty and have fun. And I feel like she did that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so who's your number one?
All right, my number one is Alia Bhatt.
Okay.
Do you know which look that is?
I'm trying to think.
Okay. It is wedding-esque, a white gown, all pearls. She even has, she has the little glove, and I thought the earrings with it were great. I thought the silhouette is very Carl. It was kind of Carl without being Carl.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Wait, I missed her. I never saw her.
Oh, really? She was at the beginning.
Oh, that's why I missed like the first 5 minutes. But I was refreshing Instagram like a crazy person. So how did I miss a photo?
I know.
No, she looks really pretty. This is a perfect nod to like the Chanel bride.
Yeah, exactly. And I just felt, I don't know, it was just refreshing. And I felt like the way that the, like, I think the silhouette is beautiful. And just, like, the pearl details. And it's, like, the more I looked at it, like, the accessories. She has, like, the like lots of rings and, like, more, like, punky earrings going on. And I don't know. I was like, I would wear that.
I think it's really pretty. It's not the same, but it kind of reminds me of, was it Dua Lipa? Yeah, Dua Lipa.
I know. And it was funny because I saw Dua Lipa first. And then I saw this one, and I was like, this is what I felt like I wanted Dua Lipa's to be. I mean, I loved the way that Dua Lipa looked. I thought it was beautiful. I loved that dress.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, wasn't enough.
Her hair.
It was the hair. I mean, the necklace was
stunning.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so you're right. It was the hair.
It was her hair. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my number one.
I think she's a good pick for number one. I don't know how you're going to feel about my number one, because here's why. I feel like I was going back and forth between, like, what is number one? Is it who I think just their look stunned me and I can't stop thinking about? Or is it who best adhered to the theme?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's kind of tricky to pick. And so I went with who I just felt overall. And I still think that it's still definitely a nod to Chanel and Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think other people maybe hit it more? Yes. But I cannot stop thinking about Sydney Sweeney in Miu Miu. She mm-hmm. looked so pretty.
She looked beautiful. And she was another one. You could just tell she felt really good and just like glowing. And I agree. I think she looked stunning.
And I thought, like, the bow in her hair. Now, her hair was more simple, but I felt like it was, like, a little bit more elegantly styled. Yeah. And then the bow mm-hmm. at the bottom of the dress, I just felt, like, tied everything in together. The dress fit her perfectly.
Mm-hmm. the bow at the bottom of the dress, when I first just saw the top, I was like, I mean, it's beautiful. But then the bow at the bottom, I was like, okay.
That's like what sealed it for me, because otherwise mm-hmm. I think it would have just been another dress. But it was the fact right. that bow kind of almost held up her like mermaid tail.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is it. And I also, when I saw her, I was like, I can't believe I didn't think that Sydney Sweeney would be at the Met. She was not even on. Like,
she was there last time.
I know. And for whatever reason, I just like, she flew right over my head.
Yeah. She always looks beautiful.
Stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely stunning. But overall, I enjoyed watching this year.
I think there were a lot of really pretty looks.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, I did like, most people stuck to the theme.
I agree. There really were not that many people who just did something like whatever the heck they wanted to.
Yeah. I thought it was really pretty. I think most looks I did like, whereas some years I don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I would say most looks this year I did like. I think it was kind of just finding the ones that like really went over the top, which not as many did. But I feel like overall, like, people were dressed beautifully.
I agree. To be invited to the Met.
No. I did have actually an honorable mention.
Ooh.
Who I loved his looks, but it was his look, but it was too casual, was Russell Westbrook in Bode.
Okay.
His necklace was my favorite necklace of the night. It was a pearl necklace, and I want it. I would wear it. I would wear his jacket, and I would wear his pants. But it was a little too casual.
Here's the thing. I feel like you and menswear go hand in hand so much. Like, I feel like you just are so into menswear, like when it comes to like couture. And so I feel like you notice things like on men that I just like am not paying any attention to.
I would agree. I definitely do appreciate it. Meanwhile, I'm wearing my necklace stack inspired by Lewis Hamilton. And so I would agree. And I would say the men's looks were not as great this year. I think because it was so easy just to go with a beautiful suit.
I agree. I will say, and I don't know that I loved his look because I feel like it was a little casual looking for me. But I feel like Jack Harlow mm-hmm. in his like tweed suit was really kind of one of the only guys that I noticed was like, oh, this is like Chanel.
Yeah. And it was navy.
Yes.
I think that was what stuck out, is that it wasn't black.
Maybe that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. He did look good. Or some look too like costumey to me. Like, I feel like girls could pull off the like nod to a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when it was, I feel like it was trickier for the men to do it. Like Julia Garner, I feel like, is a good example of, she looked really pretty and she had like the button up, like collared mm-hmm. neckline to her dress. Whereas I feel like for,
I also feel like her dress, tricky. Hers was like satiny material.
Yes.
And I think that like adds something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Another Met Gala down.
I know. That's the thing. I think I feel a little underwhelmed. There aren't too many looks that I feel like I'm going to be thinking about.
Just Sydney Sweeney for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Met Gala 2023. In the books. Done. Yeah.
Do we know next year's theme? They haven't announced. I mean, I know they know, but
I don't think that they've announced or mm-hmm. at least I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's usually announced every year, actually, now that you say that, but
mm-hmm.
there's your Met Gala recap. I'll post photos on the Instagram page so you guys can see some of the looks that we were talking about in case you did miss the carpet. But yeah, other than that, I will see you next Tuesday.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.